disciples could conveniently discuss contemporary matters in Latin. The French and Italian cardinals were men in vigorous middle life, the Norman full-belted and ruddy, the Venetian spare and sallow and hook-nosed. Their host, Garcia Maria de Allende, was still a young man. He was dark in coloring, but the long Spanish face that looked out from so many canvases in his ancestral portrait gallery was in the young cardinal much modified through his English mother. With his café oscuro eyes, he had a fresh, pleasant English mouth and an open manner. During the latter years of the reign of Gregory XVI, De Allende had been the most influential man at the Vatican. But since the death of Gregory 2 years ago, he had retired to his country estate. He believed the reforms of the new pontiff impractical and dangerous, and had withdrawn from politics, confining his activities to work for the Society for the Propagation of the Faith, that organization which had been so fostered by Gregory. In his leisure, the cardinal played tennis. As a boy in England, he had been passionately fond of this sport. Lawn tennis had not yet come into fashion. It was a formidable game of indoor tennis the cardinal played. Amateurs of that violent sport came from Spain and France to try their skill against him.